بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عبد الله بن كعب بن مالك وكان قائد كعب رضي الله تعالى عنه من بنيه حين عمي قال سمعت كعب بن مالك رضي الله تعالى عنه يحدث بحديثه حين تخلف عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في غزوة تبوك. It's a very lengthy hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم in which the incident of Tabuk has been mentioned. And in this particular hadith narrated by the son of Ka'ab bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala, Ka'ab bin Malik's son, his name was Abdullah. Abdullah narrates regarding his father. He says, I was the guide of my father when my father became blind. So I used to lead him and walk with him and assist him when he became blind. He says, I heard my father Ka'ab bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala mentioning his incident when he remained behind from the battle of Tabuk, from the expedition of Tabuk. All the Sahaba were expected to join Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the expedition against the Romans. Hazrat Ka'ab bin Malik radiallahu anhu explains that he remained behind and what transpired thereafter. قال كعب لم أتخلف عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في غزوة غزاها قط إلا في غزوة تبوك غير أني قد تخلفت في غزوة بدر ولم يعاتب أحد تخلف عنه إنما خرج رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم والمسلمون يريدون عير قريش حتى جمع الله تعالى بينهم وبين عدوهم على غير ميعاد. He says that I did not participate in the expedition of Tabuk. In every other battle I was present there besides one more battle, and that was the battle of Badr. Now he explains the battle of Badr happened unexpectedly and nobody was rebuked or reprimanded for not participating in the battle of Badr. The battle of Badr, Rasulullah SAW and the Muslims, the Sahaba who were with him, they went out to intercept the caravan of Abu Sufyan. And Allah Ta'ala had planned it that a battle would then ensue. Originally, they did not come out to wage a jihad. They came to attack the caravan of Abu Sufyan, and Allah Ta'ala had planned otherwise. And that is what happened, a battle of Badr ensued. So those who were there with Rasulullah, they were fortunate that they participated in the battle of Badr. The others who remained behind were not reprimanded. So he says, I was not there in Badr, but and also in Tabuk. But in Badr, those who did not participate were not reprimanded by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَقَدْ شَهِدْتُ مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ لَيْلَةَ الْعَقَبَةِ. He says, but I was present in the night of Aqaba. Aqaba was a pledge that some of the Ansar had taken upon the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before his coming to Madina Munawwara from Makkah Mukarramah. Before the Hijrat, there were two pledges that took place, Al-Aqaba Al-Ula and Al-Thaniya, wherein certain Sahaba from the Ansar from Madina came and they pledged full allegiance to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You come over, we will assist you, we will help you, we will protect you. So he says, I was amongst those Sahaba who were very fortunate to be present there. And he says, حِنَ تَوَاثَقْنَا عَلَى الْإِسْلَامِ, when we pledge our allegiance upon Islam. وَمَا أُحِبُّ أَنَّ لِي بِهَا مَشْهَدَ بَدْرٍ وَإِنْ كَانَتْ بَدْرٌ أَذْكَرَ فِي النَّاسِ مِنْهَا. And he says that I did not desire that in lieu of my presence in Aqaba, I must even get the battle of Badr. In other words, I did not participate in Badr, but this Aqaba, this pledge where we took bayat in the hands of Rasulullah SAW, pledging allegiance that we will always assist him and we will follow Islam, this was so dear to me that I would not give this even in lieu of Badr, even though Badr was more remembered amongst the people. وَكَانَ مِنْ خَبَرِي حِينَ تَخَلَّفْتُ عَنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ فِي غَزْوَةِ تَبُوكِ أني لم أكن قط أقوى ولا أيسر مني حين تخلفت عنه في تلك الغزوة. Now he explains the battle of Tabuk. He says, at that time Allah had given me enough strength and physical means and money and possession to participate in the expedition of Tabuk. والله ما جمعت قبلها راحلتين قط حتى جمعتهما في تلك الغزوة. He says, in that particular time I actually had two means of transport, two conveyances, not even one, but two. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ سَلَمْ يُرِيدُ غَزْوَةً إِلَّا وَرَّى بِغَيْرِهَا حَتَّى كَانَتِ تِلْغَ الْغَزْوَةِ فَغَزَاهَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ سَلَمْ فِي حَرٍ شَدِيدٍ. He says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not intend any expedition or battle except that he would use tawriyah. Tawriyah means, remember, amongst the people who were sitting there were munafiqeen, hypocrites. So Rasulullah said, if he intended to go to a certain place, he would not give the exact destination. He would give some other destination, so that if there were any spies amongst them, they would get the wrong information, and they will not be able to prepare an attack against the Muslims. Later on, Rasulullah would tell the khas sahaba exactly where they were intending. Until this battle took place. Here Rasulullah mentioned very clearly that we are going to Tabuk. And it was a very hot day. It was a very hot season. في حر شديد واستقبل سفرا بعيدا ومفازا. It was a very far distance that they traveled from Medina right till Tabuk. واستقبل عددا كثيرا. And they confronted a very huge army of the enemy. فَجَلَّى لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ أَمْرَهُمْ لِيَتْأَهَبُوا أُهْبَةَ غَزْوِهِمْ. Rasulullah mentioned very explicitly, very clearly to the Sahaba, exactly what way they were going, what is going to happen, so that they may prepare for this expedition. فَأَخْبَرَهُمْ بِوَجْهِهِمُ الَّذِي يُرِيدُ وَالْمُسْلِمُونَ مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ كَثِيرٌ وَلَا يَجْمَعُهُمْ كِتَابٌ حَافِظٌ يُرِيدُ بِذَلِكَ الدِّيوَانِ. And even the Muslims had a very large army, to such an extent they didn't have a register on that occasion, wherein they would put in every single Sahabi's name. In other battles, they would have a register. They have a book in which each Sahabi who participated, his name would be recorded. Like how we have in Jamaat, we have a Tashkil book, where the Saatis write your name down. Who is going this Jamaat? Who is ready? Like that, the Sahaba also had a register, Diwan, in which the names of these Mujahideen were written. In this particular expedition, Tabuk, there were so many that they didn't have any particular book recording the names. قال كعبٌ. Ka'ab says, radiallahu ta'ala, فَقَلَّ رَجُلٌ يُرِيدُ أَن يَتَخَيَّبَ إِلَّا ظَنَّ أَنَّ ذَلِكَ سَيَخْفَى بِهِ مَا لَمْ يَنزِلْ فِيهِ وَحْيٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. He says, very rarely you'll find any person staying behind, not participating in any battle which is compulsory for them to go out, or any expedition, except that he would believe that he'll be able to hide and conceal himself until wahi would come down, and the wahi revelation will come from Allah and expose him. وَغَزَى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى تِلْكَ الْغَزْوَى حِينَ طَابَتِ ثِمَارُ وَالظِّلَالُ. Rasulullah left Medina Munawwara in such a condition that the fruit were ripe at that time. There was plenty shade and trees. In other words, everything was so rosy and ripe for them. At that condition, Rasulullah had to leave Medina and go to Tabuk. فَأَنَا إِلَيْهَا أَسْعَرْ. And I was more inclined towards this fruit and the trees and the orchards of Medina. فَتَجَهَّزَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَعَهُ. وَتَفِقْتُ أَغْدُ لِكَيْ أَتَجَهَّزَ مَعَهُ. He says, Rasulullah began preparations for this battle. Sahaba began preparations. And I, every morning I came out, intending that I'll make some preparations today. فَأَرْجِعُ. But I will return. وَلَمْ أَقْضِ شِئًا. But I would not have done any preparations whatsoever. وَأَقُولُ فِي نَفْسِي. I would say to myself, أَنَا قَادِرٌ عَلَى ذَلِكَ إِذَا أَرَدْتُ. I am able to do so. I have the means. Whenever I want to go, I'll make the preparations and I will join them. He says, فَلَمْ يَزَلْ يَتَمَادَى بِي حَتَّى اسْتَمَرَّ بِالنَّاسِ الْجِدُّ. This condition continued with me. Every day I come out in the morning, don't make any preparations and return home. And every time I tell to myself that I will be able to do so, and I'll catch up with them. Until the Sahaba made serious preparation. فَأَصْبَحَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ غَادِيًا وَالْمُسْلِمُونَ مَعَهُ وَلَمْ أَقْضِ مِنْ جَهَازِي شَيْئًا. He says, Sahaba and Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم departed. They had made their preparations, and I did not make any preparations whatsoever. ثُمَّ غَدَوْتُ فَرَجَوْتُ فَرَجَعْتُ وَلَمْ أَقْضِ شِئًا فَلَمْ يَزَلْ يَتَمَادَى بِي حَتَّى أَسْرَعُ وَتَفَارَتَ الْغَزُ. Sahaba went out. And they moved very fast and very rapidly. And I still remained in Medina, with not making any preparations whatsoever. فَهَمَمْتُ أَنْ أَرْتَحِلَ فَأُدْرِكَهُمْ. I then desired that I would come out, I would embark on this journey and catch them up. فَيَا لَيْتَنِي فَعَلْتُ. He says, how I wish I did so. ثُمَّ لَمْ يُقَدَّرْ ذَلِكَ لِي. But this was not the sign for me. I did not make that preparation. I did not join them. فَتَفِقْتُ إِذَا خَرَجْتُ فِي النَّاسِ بَعْدَ خُرُوجِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَحْزُنُنِي أَنِّي لَا أَرَى لِي أُسْوَةً إِلَّا رَجُلًا مَغْمُوسًا عَلَيْهِ فِي النِّفَاقِ أَوْ رَجُلًا مِمَّنْ عَذَرَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى مِنَ الضُّعَفَاءِ. He says, every morning now I'll come out in Medina Munawwara and look around. All the Sahaba are gone. It will pain me that I could not see anybody else like me. In other words, who had the means, who physically was fit and had sufficient wealth. He was affluent. He had all the means. And he also didn't go. I couldn't find anybody like that. Except I would see people who were known to be munafiqeen. And I would see those people who were excused by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who regarded as weak. So he says, I was strong. I had no excuse not to participate. And he says, what has happened? وَلَمْ يَذْكُرْنِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ حَتَّى بَلَغَ تَبُوكَ. Suddenly, but Rasulullah when he reached Tabuk, he remembered me. قَالَ وَهُوَ جَانِسٌ فِي الْقُومِ بِتَبُوكَ. Whilst he was sitting with the Sahaba in Tabuk, suddenly Rasulullah said, مَا فَعَلَ كَعَبُ بْنُ مَالِكَ. Where is Ka'ab bin Malik? Imagine so many thousand Sahaba. And particularly Rasul thinks of him. فَقَالَ رَجُمْ مِنْ بَنِي سَلَمَا. From Bani Salima, one person from the Bani Salima tribe. Suddenly he says, Ya Rasulullah, حَبَسَهُ بُرْدَاهُ وَنَظَرُ فِي عِفَيْهِ. Pride and vanity has kept him behind. The word burda means shawl. In other words, his shawl has kept him behind and looking at his own sides. He is only concerned about himself. Vanity, ujab has kept him behind. فَقَالَهُ مُعَاذ بْنُ جَبَلْ بِئْسَ مَا قُلْتَ. Mu'adh bin Jabal then stood up and he defended me in my absence. He says, no, you have said wrong. وَاللَّهِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ مَا عَلِمْنَا عَلِهِ إِلَّا خَيْرًا. Oh Allah, by Allah, O Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, we only know good about this man. فَسَكَتَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم remained silent. فَبَيْنَا وَعَلَى ذَلِكَ رَأَى رَجُلًا مُبْيَضًا يَزُولُ بِهِ سَرَارٌ. Rasul did not say anything. While they were sitting, he sees a man dressed in white coming from far. And as he's moving, the mirage is moving because it was a desert area, it was hot, the sun is shining. And from far when you see as though there's water, in other words, a mirage was coming with him. And Rasul suddenly expressed the desire. He said, فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ كُنْ أَبَا خَيْثَمَا. Oh Allah, let this sahabi be Abu Khaythama. That's another sahabi. Rasul is desired it must be him. فَإِذَا هُوَ أَبُو خَيْثَمَا الْأَنصَارِ. And when the Sahaba saw, yes, it was Abu Khaythama al-Ansari radiallahu anhu. Who was he? وَهُوَ الَّذِي تَصَدَّقَ بِسَاعِ التَّمْرِ حِينَ لَمَزَهُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ. He was that Sahabi whom, in the battle of Tabuk, when Rasulullah asked the Sahaba before the battle to give some contributions, Sahaba brought various contributions. This Sahabi, the only thing he possessed was a bag of dates, 1 or 2 kgs of dates. And when he placed those dates in the heap, the Munafiqeen began to taunt him. He said, Allah does not need this. Look at this guy, what he's bringing. Rasulullah appreciated it and placed it right on top of the heap. So he was Abu Khaysam al-Ansari. Inshallah, the next lesson will continue of Ka'ab bin Malik radiallahu anhu, what happened after that. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahu bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.